WNST, Tulsa Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. I want to make sure that I'm properly promoting that. So I have my Costas shirt on here. Last time I was at Costas, I had my pal from Wise Markets and had a wise conversation along with Crab Cake and took some Crab Imperial home at Costas. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour out on the road. We're going to be at Mama's on the Half Shell this Friday, and then we're going to be at El Guapo in beautiful downtown Catonsville on the 10th of the afternoon, along with Don Moeller. And then on the 18th at Costas in Dundalk, March Madness will be going on. Day two, a little basketball, a little crab cake. And then on the 23rd, a morning day spent at Lexington Market, the old market, not the new market yet, at Fadley's with those crab cakes. We do these Wise conversations. And sometimes in the morning, if I get a new guest on from Wise, I'll make a fool of myself and I'll have melted peanut butter indulgence ice cream all over me here. And I almost feel like it's inappropriate that I don't eat something frozen with this guy. He is the frozen food category manager, and it's frozen food month. And I've been frozen for like 3 months, and I've been bachelored at home for a week and a half now. So I do go through the frozen food aisle and say, I wonder how that would taste. Scott Negro is here from Wise Markets, and he's here to talk frozen food. You're a first-time person here, so I've eaten a lot of ice cream with Hannah and Alyssa and Dennis and other people. I don't know. I just didn't feel indulgent with peanut butter this morning, but I am going to kind of get in the mood now for something frozen to put in my, you know, into my little toaster oven and make something delicious today. So you're here to tell me about it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here to talk a little about frozen food month over at Wise Markets this month.
Well, tell me about frozen food month, because like, I go through the freezer aisle every time I'm at the store. Like I go in and you always enter in produce, right? No matter what store it is, it's produce there. And the other end of the store is usually ice cream, and I disappear. My wife's looking at avocados, picking up some limes or something, and she knows where I am. I'm over in the ice cream aisle saying, you know, any special things? But I always look at the frozen chicken wings and the frozen pizza. And certainly in the old days, and my friends over at State Fair call them TV dinners still, you know, TV. I'm an old TV dinner guy, Scott.
They've come a long way since when they first came out with the original ones that were in the little foil packets and everything. There's so many options that you can get and so many different brands, from Stouffer's to Lean Cuisine. You can get your more indulgent items. You can get health items if you're trying to watch calories. You can get single serve, multi-serve. Stouffer's has massive party size, 80-ounce, 5-pound things of lasagna. And the quality has gotten a lot better over the years too. You know, now with freezing technology, they freeze so fast that it just never degrades in quality.
I talk to my crab friends about this, right? Like pasteurization and winter and, you know, how food gets processed, especially in our country with technology and all of these. It's been billions of dollars spent here on making it not so sodium-y or not freezer burned or, you know, any of those things that maybe in the 1970s. And I'm an old guy. I know I look young, but I've been around from the original TV dinners before the microwaves even. And I see stuff now that feels very Gucci to me. It feels not just ethnically different than maybe 30 years ago, where I can get incredible Indian food, incredible Asian food. And I love all of that stuff, especially when I'm out at a restaurant or I'm in New York City or I'm somewhere where I can really indulge in that sort of thing. And then I see that I'm literally in the Wise in Towson here, and I saw just incredible dumplings, Asian dumplings that I could bring home. And I know how good my wife makes great sauce with that stuff. So that's the sort of stuff that we sort of get into more. The more expensive stuff, the more like organic stuff, and the stuff that's a little bit more upscale tends to appeal to us when we want to do stuff like that instead of going out to a restaurant, because quite frankly, we can trust it. We know it's going to be good out of the freezer. And there's a lot of things that are great out of the freezer that maybe 20 or 30 years ago, you took a chance on and said, well, that wasn't as good as I wanted it to be. Sometimes the stuff we make in our kitchen better than even fresh, because we made it here and it's like a French fry. You want to eat it right away, right? And you want to eat it fresh out of the oven.
You made it when you wanted it and you have it on demand. You know, you talked a lot about, you know, going to a restaurant versus eating at home. Food service is probably one of the biggest drivers in innovation in the frozen aisle, because if you have a company like an Applebee's or PF Chang's that's having a lot of success with something, these major brands see that and they wind up coming out with that at as a frozen meal or frozen entree, something that you can just take home and cook as a frozen snack. P.F. Chang's, the restaurant, there's also P.F. Chang's frozen food. They have the entire brand there. And they're always coming out with new items that...
And I'm always checking them out. Mm-hmm. I mean, exactly what I'm talking about, that when I bring that home, it's restaurant. I mean, it tastes like I was at the restaurant without having to go. And it's not a diminished product. It's not something that says the name on it. It doesn't taste as good.
No, they put a lot of research and development into making sure that whatever you're cooking at home tastes the same as what you're getting at the restaurant. The products are a little different because it's a different cooking method. You're not sitting there with a fry pan, cooking it up on a commercial range. You're cooking it in a microwave or a conventional oven. But they put the thought into making sure that the outcome comes out the same.
Let's have some fun with you, man. You were like a culinary guy, right? I did the LinkedIn on you. So you start talking to me about different processes. Listen, I think we've all, especially during the plague, right? My wife and I, our cable television has been primarily Food Network, to stay away from bad stuff, wars, mm-hmm. all the stuff that's going on, watching Chopped, watching Technique, watching people take something with an avocado and make it interesting. We love that. And we just recently moved from, I lived in the city forever. We didn't have a grill. So we're really looking forward to outdoor things and things we can, technique-wise, things we just couldn't do other than at a cookout, right? And I guess on my end, from where you were on that side to say, here's a frozen product this far down, like you said, research and development, it's got to be in your wheelhouse as a culinary guy to examine this stuff and say, hey, let me try that. Hey, that's really good. Because there's many, many things that I have never tried because maybe I don't want to buy a bag out of or whatever. But, you talk about the P.F. Chang stuff. I see that. It's always on the end. And that's something that's a brand we're familiar with. But I see all sorts of things that when I look at it, I'm a guy that'll grab the product and look on the back and say, what's in it? And I take chances on – I'm a chance taker. I'm a guy that wants to try new things all the time at this point in my life. Maybe I don't like it, but maybe I love it. That's the only way I can discover it.
But at least at that point you can say, yeah, I've tried it and I don't like it. You got to experience, new flavors and all the different, diverse flavor profiles and things that you can really enjoy. All those palate teasers that, maybe they're not your favorite. Maybe they become your new favorite. But the cool thing about frozen food is that, yeah, you can have your finished meals, but you also have so many different raw ingredients that you can use to create your own dinners, your own dishes, your own, creations. So many people have forgotten, every generation seems to have less people that are really good in the kitchen, that are familiar with it, know how to cook products. But this pandemic has, it's been tragic, but one of the positives is people learned to cook again. Where you see it the best is actually in seafood. Seafood's the one thing that people would go into the store and they'd be afraid of. They wouldn't know how to cook it.
That's me. It's always better with technique and studying. It's easy to do now, right? Like you can bring home a beautiful scallop and get it right. If you really pay attention, watch a couple of videos, treat it right. Mm-hmm. That you don't have to destroy a piece of shrimp the way I did for 20 years by overcooking it.
Yeah. So now that people are learning that because they couldn't go to the restaurant to get it, it's you're seeing people trying things that they had never tried at home before. So they're buying it, keeping it in the freezer. Have a pound of shrimp, have a bag of frozen broccoli, have a whatever it is that you want to make for your sauce to go with it.
Scott Negro is here. He is the frozen food category manager. It's frozen food month at Wise Markets, and we have our Wise conversations around here. Have a great time. I'm going to bring Rob Santoni back out to Costas because we like to get together and talk about food stuff. So, by the way, sometimes I make notes, sometimes I don't. And I just thought about this in the middle because you mentioned we never in my house make a burger at home, and we make a lot of burgers at home because we love our burgers. My wife makes delicious burgers, brioche, the whole deal. We get all Gucci'd up with it. But we never not have Nathan's French fries. And I get them in the frozen bags. I know the onion rings are there. People love those too. But I maybe buy more frozen than I think, right? If I go to my freezer right now, there's more in there than just cinnamon ice cream that's left over from Christmas from my apple stuff that I had from Wise Markets. But I think when you start to say – the whole store, starting in the produce, going through the meat, and then going over to dairy and ice cream stuff. I'm a full shopper. You know what I mean? Like, and I think the Chopped episodes and all those things bring on a creativity that when you're in the market, you say, what would I do with a rutabaga? Well, I'd mix it with some celery root and put it with some potato and make some puree and put that on the side of something I would do this summer. I've fallen in love with foods, but the frozen food part, there's a part of buying, like you said, frozen broccoli. We almost always buy fresh, but then there's things like French fries that I'm all about frozen, and they're better at home and they're fresh out of the oven. And when I say I get them in the frozen food aisle, that's a 12-month thing. Why March? Why March for frozen foods?
I'm not sure why they picked March. I know back in the day, Clarence Birdseye, who created Birdseye Vegetables, kind of this whole thing in the around frozen foods. And I know a couple decades ago, all the producers wanted to draw attention to frozen food. So they just picked a month that worked for them. My guess is that was probably just a low sales time frame. Like maybe they saw sales wane in March on frozen foods, but they created this massive campaign, and it was all the different suppliers got together. They created this big go-to-market strategy with TV, with the commercials, with sales and stores. And it really took off, and it's been going ever since. You know, it's a big part of the national refrigerated and frozen foods group, what they do every year. And they actually give awards for the best retailers for it. It's frozen food month is really just an opportunity to really shout about all the attributes in the frozen aisle in the supermarket. And it's an event that we use as a platform to drive shopper engagement and draw more attention to the great selection we have. You know, we have some really strong meal solutions, if you will, in that area. You can get your entire meal in the frozen aisle. You want your appetizer, there's tons of frozen snacks. You like bread to go with it, you can either have par baked rolls, completely raw frozen dough, or just throw in the oven garlic bread. You know, then you've got your entrees. You can either have fully made entrees or all the ingredients to go with it. And then you can get your dessert too. You know, you can get your Wise Quality ice cream with your Wise Quality whipped topping on the top. So this event, this month, gives us an opportunity to showcase all of these offers that are in the frozen food aisle. So I'm not sure exactly why they picked March, but it's been going strong ever since they did.
Well, let me say this. My wife and I moved from downtown, and we're building a kitchen right now. We're close, okay? So we've had the oven for a month and a half. Just not. So we have literally been living out of a toaster oven, out of a little and it really is amazing what you can do. How good an egg roll will taste in the toaster oven, and how small it is. You know, my son, who's, you know, full grown late 30s individual who lived at the beach back when he was 23 with his now wife in like a little dorm room. He's like, Dad, you got like a dorm room, man. You got like a toaster oven, you know, so things fit in there. So maybe that's why Wise made March frozen food, because they know I'm living out of a toaster oven right now and I need the frozen food aisle. Scott Negro is here. He is the frozen food category manager. We got a little bit of a delay in our thing here. Tell everybody about this month as well, because you talk about frozen foods, but every corner I turn in the Wise Market since, I don't know, about February 25th has been about St. Patrick's Day too. So I'm into the corned beef and I'm into all that too. I'm trying to stave it off. Like, wait, I got to wait another week or two to have it. But y'all keep putting the pictures up. I went out to the website today. You're making me want corned beef right now.
You can buy it now and again. You don't have to stop.
Sound like my wife when it comes to me buying ice cream. Thank you very much. Scott, I appreciate it, man. We got a bad vine here, but I appreciate you coming on and being a part of what we do here. Please come back. I want to talk about, listen, when I get the grilling season together, you can come back on the frozen stuff and teach me some ways to take stuff out in July and make it tasty. How about that? All right. We'll do a little demo.
Sounds good to me.
My favorite segments are the ones where I get to eat, believe me. Another Wise conversation in the books. Our pal Scott Negro joining us here. Frozen food category manager at Wise. It's Frozen Food Month at Wise Markets. Make sure you get out and check it out. We're also doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Those will be fresh, I promise you. The crab cakes will be fresh. Rob Santoni, my pal, is going to come out and probably join me at some point a little later on in the month. We'll talk about his birthday and talk about St. Patrick's Day and talk about the old times. Appreciate our friends at Wise Markets for supporting all that we do here at WNST. We got a lot of things going on. We got the NFL Combine happening, free agency happening. Luke is monitoring all that, and we're trying to figure out what in the world is going on with baseball. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking Baltimore positive.